Today, I want to talk about standard rapport versus smart reports, a term I came up with, about a year ago. It's a great idea if you're in sales, and most salespeople, no matter what kind of sales you're doing, you're probably doing what I refer to as standard rapport. So why should you listen to this? Very simply, if you're in direct sales, whether life insurance, real estate, RESP sales, or any other type of MLM or any other type of direct sales environment, you want to make sure you understand smart rapport. Now, all salespeople understand that at the beginning of a presentation or a meeting with a new prospect, you have to build rapport. It's a standard 101 principle in direct selling. If you don't build rapport, you have no basis to move forward. It's going to be an awkward presentation, and pretty much everybody does it. If you're in sales, you know that you have to say, hello, how are you? It's nice to meet you. What do you do for a living? All the standard questions we do at the beginning of a presentation, which, by the way, you have to do, and I'm going to tell you why you have to do them in a moment, but it's expected to do that. When you meet a prospect, they expect you to say hello. They expect you to smile. They expect you to ask them what they do for a living. They expect you to show interest in them. But that's what I refer to as standard rapport. Now, if you think of in a sale, you're at zero when you go in. If you get to 10 on trust, then you get a sale. If you think minus 10, then they're hostile. Not only are they not going to close, they're probably going to file a complaint about you. That's the worst case scenario. So we go into a sale, we're meeting people for the first time, we don't know them, we're in direct sales, we know we have to build rapport. And if you do the standard rapport of saying, hello, how are you? What do you do for a living? What's the name of your children? General questions like that is standard rapport. If you do it, you do not earn a single ounce of credit. All it means is you are normal. You're just a normal person. They expect you to be normal. When you say, hello, how are you? What do you do for a living? Et cetera, et cetera. They consider you to be normal, but you don't earn any trust. You don't move your sale in the right direction. You simply just are treated as normal. Now, if you don't do it, then it does have a detriment to you. So you'll go from zero to minus one, minus two, minus three, minus four, minus five. And in order to get up to 10, you got a lot of work to do in order just to get to zero, let alone getting to a sale. So standard rapport is important. It's something every direct salesperson knows that they have to do, but it's not enough to earn you trust. Now, here's the mistake. A lot of people think that because they did standard rapport, that they're automatically guaranteed that they've acquired some trust. All you've done is made yourself normal because people expect you to say hello. So you don't actually get any extra credit for just being normal. Now, smart rapport is different from standard rapport. Smart rapport is when you are going to ask a highly personal question that is not invasive. A highly personal question that is not invasive. So for example, when I say to someone, hi, how are you? It's nice to meet you. That's not invasive. And that is also not very highly personal. Their name is public information. What do you do for a living? That's sort of public information. There's nothing highly personal about that. So when you get into smart rapport, is when you go beyond standard rapport from hi, how are you, what do you do for a living, just to use that as a standard example. Smart rapport is when you ask a highly personal, non-invasive question. So for example, if you're in life insurance sales or you are in RESP sales or something of that nature, and I get into a meeting and I'm on Zoom and I'm meeting mom and dad and I'm excited and I'm talking to them and doing all the standard stuff, it's very important at this point in time that you do smart rapport. So to give you that example, hi, nice to meet you. What do you do for a living? Everybody expects that. So here's where you ask a highly personal, non-invasive question that actually is smart rapport, and it actually moves you from zero to plus one to plus two to plus three. It starts to move the trust scale up, because in selling, you want to engage the customer. If the customer is not engaged in what you're doing, they're probably going to have a hesitation to buy. You're going to hear the phrase, we need time to think about it. I'm going to be talking about that in my next episode. I think it's going to really help you. But you get plus credit. You go plus one, plus two. You start to move from zero up towards increasing the probability of a sale by doing smart rapport. So instead of just saying, what do you do for a living? And they say, I'm an engineer. Then you can go into smart rapport by saying questions like, oh, very interesting. You could say, what kind of engineering did you go into? Structural or civil engineering, or what type of engineering? Say the person answers civic engineering. Say, okay, so you went into civic engineering. What intrigued you about civic engineering? Do you mind sharing that with me? I like civic engineering because I like XYZ or whatever it might be. Why did you choose it over structural engineering, for example? Was there a motivator? And then they'll answer that question. And then you could take it a step further and say something like, I'm so sorry, I love hearing people's stories. When you were younger, what made you go into engineering versus going into architecture? So now what I'm doing is I'm asking highly personal questions. This is more than just publicly available information on Facebook. You can see someone's name. You can see a lot of information about them. Knowing that information and asking those questions does not build trust. But when you ask highly personal questions, such as why did you choose this engineering over that engineering? What triggered you when you were younger to go into it versus over architecture or medicine or something else or teaching? When you start to go in that direction, I refer to this as smart rapport. It's highly personal and it's not invasive. I'm not asking information that would make a person feel vulnerable or invading a space that I shouldn't go because I don't know them. I'm not asking questions like that, but the information I'm asking is extremely important to them, whether it's life insurance, real estate, doesn't matter what it is. If you're in RESP sales, it doesn't matter. So for example, if you're in RESP sales and you're meeting someone for the first time and you're talking to them, they're moms and dads for the first time. So rather than just asking their name and what they do for a living, you could say, so how do you enjoy being parents? And say, Dad, what's your favorite thing so far about being a dad? Or Mom, what are you enjoying the most? And what's your most stressful point? And you could start to go into much more personal, highly personal questions, but they are not invasive. There's nothing vulnerable about the information they're sharing, but you're touching on a heartstring about something that's very important to them. So when someone has decided to become an engineer, that's a lifelong decision. It's a big part of their story, and there's a reason why they did it. So by asking these highly personal, non-invasive questions, referred to as smart rapport, you are now actually building much more credit, going from 0 to plus 1, plus 2, plus 3, plus 4, plus 5, headed towards 10 to get a sale. Number two, you're engaging the customer. Your likability is growing now because you're actually showing an interest in them. You're not talking about yourself so much. You're asking them to talk about themselves. You're showing an interest in them as people and their story and how they ended up where they are. And all of that is super important. So many salespeople think they're being salesy when they're doing standard rapport. They think they're making traction when they're trying to be like everybody else. And you don't want to do that. You want to sound different. You want to approach it differently. You want to be the person with your Zoom meeting with the best background, the best lighting, the best sound, the best looking clothing. You want to look the part. You don't want to fit in with all the other salespeople. So in fact, study what all the other people are doing. Learn the things you should learn from them, things that you can duplicate, such as skills, but then find a way to differentiate yourself. Doing smart rapport is not what most salespeople do. And they do the standard rapport thinking they're building rapport and all they're doing is appearing normal. Don't ever forget that you are appearing normal when you do what people expect you to do. It's when you do things that different that they don't expect you to do that you become more engaging. That's where the customer engages. That's where you get into smart rapport. These highly personal, non-invasive questions go a long way of drawing the customer out of themselves, helping them to have more trust in you, helping them like you more. And everything about your sale will become better when you do smart rapport. So don't be one of those salespeople who just does standard rapport because all you've done is appear normal and you don't earn any credits for being normal. You don't go from 0 to plus 1, plus 2, and you don't lose ground by being normal. But by smart rapport, you do move the dial. You do move that customer in the direction to liking you and therefore wanting to make a sale. So don't make the mistake of just doing standard rapport. Do smart rapport, do more thought about how you should approach what you're doing before you meet the customer, draft your questions and know what direction you're going to go in. You'll be better off for it, you'll make more sales, you'll have better meetings, and your close rate will definitely increase. People's careers are important to them. It's a big part of their life. Even if they don't enjoy their career, it's a big part of their life. It's what they do Monday to Friday in most cases, usually from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Often if they're professionals, after hours work that they're doing, it's their primary source of income. It supplies income for their families. It's really important. So whether they like it or not is a secondary issue that could actually become another question. Are you happy with your choice? Do you have any regrets? Would you do something differently? Questions are a gift from God, and we need to use questions to learn more about the people we're selling to. The more you ask them about themselves, you get them talking, the more information they share, the more they're opening up to you, the more they're liking you, the likability factor goes up, the trust factor goes up, they're becoming more engaged, they're becoming more talkative, they're feeling more comfortable. You are setting a foundation to close that sale. But if all you did was standard rapport, what everyone does, you're just like everybody else and everyone expects you to do that. Smart rapport makes you different. It demarcates you, sets you apart from other people, which is essential in any type of sales, is not to sound like everybody else. You don't want to fit in. This is one of those places where you want to demarcate yourself as much as possible and have the highest level sales competencies as possible. And this becomes crucial for success.